All right, Blake Baggett, good night. Another podium on the year. Take me through it. How was the dogfight for pretty much all 20 minutes?
It was just one of those nights. Track was tough, kept deteriorating. Ruts kept getting deeper and deeper. I had to move around, search for different lines, and then end up back in the ruts that you were in to the start. So whoops were tough, pretty big groove all the way down them. Tough to skim, and it was just one of those nights. You know, I had a sand section that was tough. You had couldn't really follow too close, or you just got sandblasted and couldn't see. So all in all, I would like to get another win, but I'll take second. I felt like I rode good and just move on, and it's halfway, so we'll just keep plugging away and try to get that second win before the season's over.
That battle with Marvin, would you rather a race like that where you fight for it the whole time, or would you rather be alone and not really have anything to aim for?
No, I think a fight is good. It's good for the fans, good for everybody. So I just wish the tracks would, you know, let us kind of go back and forth a lot more. So I think that if the track was good, we probably would have passed each other, you know, multiple times. All three of us up there would have been kind of a dogfight because we were all pretty close in speed. But with the track the way it was, you can make a run on somebody, but that's about all you could do.
Supercross skill-wise, this has been like a breakthrough season. Is there anything you can really credit it to, or is it just more time with the team, more time on a bike, more confidence, things like that?
Yeah, just I would say just spend a lot more time in Florida getting prepared and, you know, just staying at the ranch and basically getting ready.
Thanks, dude.